Oh man, great, great, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You were busy. I saw you at SoulCycle. How awesome is that?
It was awesome, man. But it was also early, bro.
They work out early, man. So you know they got to get into it. When do you work out? What do? Your workout routine is crazy. I follow you, and I know health is a big part of your daily. So like, what's your workout routine like? When do you do it?
I usually do it when I wake up, but I don't wake up at 2 a.m. Those people got to wake up at like, they got to wake up at like 3 because the class starts at like 4:45.
Oh, man.
So they up at 3 o'clock. And I'm wondering like, damn, like, so what time are they going to sleep?
Right. Right. Or maybe they just pull it all nighter.
That's what I did. That's just what I had to do.
So how are things, man? You're busy.
Things are great, man. Things are great. You know, just kind of going around the world in a little bit. I'm doing spot dates. And, you know, promoting Swalla, man. It's been awesome.
I was listening to the remix of Swalla. It's like chill, slow jam style.
It is. It is. It's that R&B, almost like an acoustic style version of it, man. It's cool.
What makes a song, like, remixable? Like, is every song... Is there certain characteristics of a song that you say, I could feel a different spin on that you look for? Or can anything be redone, basically?
I think it has to be a hit.
True.
I think that's the biggest rule. Like, if it's not a hit, then, you know what I'm saying, it's just not worth it, really. But, I mean, I think everything, you can remix anything, right?
Yeah, it sounded awesome. It just gives a whole new vibe to it. It's like a second life. I mean, it was a hit. We love it on K104. Getting a ton of calls for it. And we're excited because, you know, man, I've been talking to you for years. You've been to Poughkeepsie. And this summer, you know, Friday you're at GMA on the summer stage. And then you're coming to our concert, K-Fest, which is Sunday, June 17th. It is you and Sean Paul and John Bellion. And we're doing our concert this year. You've done it for us at a baseball stadium. We used to do it at Dutchess Stadium, like a minor league baseball stadium. We've moved it to Bethel Woods, which is where they had Woodstock.
Oh, that's crazy.
So it's like a little bit of a musical history for you. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, nah, that's super dope. Yeah, I'm glad for giving me that info. That's real cool.
I mean, like I said, I've been talking to you for years. What I love is that, like, you just love life. I mean, you're just having so much fun at this whole music thing. Like, you don't take, you know, you take what you need to seriously. But I think you need to do, like, a contest, like, win a day in a life of Jason Derulo, because your Instagram's crazy.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, you got to work hard, play hard. And it took me a long time to figure that out, man, because I was... You know, always a workaholic, but I wasn't enjoying, you know, the fruit of my labor, and I think it offers your life a purpose. You know what I'm saying? Being able to spend time with the fam, go do something fun, and then you can come back to work refreshed and renewed.
Yeah, you just have like a great spirit about life, and I think that's, you know, that's going to make you a better artist and a better person. You know?
For sure, for sure. Appreciate that, man.
So Swalla is the first single off what's going to be your fifth album. When does that album come out?
Yeah, so this album will be a little different, though. There'll be three different parts. I want to do something where I could offer more music, you know, to people in a shorter period of time. So it'll be in three different parts, seven songs each part. It's 777.
When does the next part come out, or when's the next thing coming out? Do you know?
I can't tell you as of yet, but it's pretty soon.
Excellent. Well, cannot wait for it, and we can't wait for K-Fest Sunday, June 17th. And if you've never seen Jason Derulo put on a live show, I mean, talk about putting your all into it. You do not leave an ounce off the stage. I mean, it's total effort, and man, you're a showman. We can't wait to have you.
I appreciate it, man. It's going to be the biggest party in the world. I already know.